In the name of the glorious Trinity, Father and Son and Holy Spirit, forever. Amen. Glory be to the everlasting mercies which sent you to us, O Christ, the light of the world and the life of all. Give us wisdom by your law and enlighten our impulses by your knowledge. Sanctify our souls by your truth and grant that we may be obedient to your words and may fulfill your commandments at every hour. O you who enlightens the rational with the knowledge of your greatness, do enlighten, O my Lord, our thoughts, that we may meditate upon your holy and divine scriptures at all times, O Lord of all, Father and Son and Holy Spirit forever. Amen. I often come across Facebook or Instagram friends and random posts with pictures taken at the beach, vineyards with glasses of wine being repeatedly clinged together, standing at the cliff edge overlooking the wonders of nature, spending time at a hotel pool bar, snaps of having shots of different types of alcohol at a nightclub with friends, or sunbathing with a snapshot of only the legs and the feet. Why not take the whole body? But in any case, you get the drift. And the caption that goes along with them states, living life, or living life in its fullest. I too share the happiness and joy, as instructed by St. Paul in his epistle to the Romans, chapter 12, verse 15, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Now, off the bat, this message or episode is not directed towards any single person, but rather for us all in general. Now, again, I share their joy, and yet I question and wonder if they bear in mind two very alarming and serious aspects of life, those being death and judgment. The DJ. You see, according to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, St. Paul writes, and just as it is appointed to the children of man, or son of man, Bnei Nasha, to die once, so there's death, and after the deaths, the judgment. So again, the DJ. Now, having this in mind, or simply being made aware or reminded via this episode, how do we prepare for the DJ, death and judgment? Let's have a look at a few helpful and significant pointers from the Holy Scriptures. Our first answer and hint are being found in St. Paul's epistle to the Colossians, chapter 3, verse 2. We are instructed to think of things on high, not of the things on earth. Or in some versions, set your minds on the things that are above. Just as we instruct in the Divine Liturgy to let your minds be above. L'ayel nehwon mad'aykon. And above is the Jerusalem above, according to Galatians chapter 4, verse 26. Think, contemplate, be serious, concentrate, focus on the things that are on high. Through this, or by this, or this way, you can then put to practice or live as St. Paul supplementary instructs in Philippians chapter 1 verse 27 to let your conduct, be it personal, in a relationship, in a community, in a society, on social media, in a social event, let your conduct be as becometh the gospel of the Christ, or Christ himself, praise be to his name. Let your conduct be as it becometh, or let your conduct be according to the gospels of Christ. one of the church fathers, Theodoret of Syre, who was a Greek-speaking Assyrian Christian priest, late 3rd and mid-4th century, comments on this. He writes, Paul did not write this without reason. He was aware that certain people had started to think too highly of themselves. In other words, having bets on themselves. Their look, their glamour, their education, their power, their wisdom, thinking too highly. And because they think so highly, they want to promote it or they want to advertise it and show it to the world. And he goes on to say, this was indeed due to the high excellence of their own virtue. For this reason, Paul advises them toward concord and harmony to live a life worthy of the gospel and not worthy of the trend of the world and what man deems right and virtuous. By doing so, this will keep us prepared for the return of our master. And being prepared, we will be occupied with what matters most, what pleases, what attracts, what gives joy to Jesus Christ and not men. Because while we are occupied with what matters most, that is pleasing to Christ, will grant us the service of Christ as stated by him in Luke chapter 12, 37. Now, we're going to do this exercise again. Stop the washing of the dishes or the drying. Stop the vacuuming. Pull to one side if you're driving. Stop talking to another. Stop typing on your keyboard. Just listen to this. Listen to what Christ has promised us. In Luke chapter 12, verse 37, I encourage you to read it and read it word by word. Concentrate. Listen to what Jesus Christ has promised you and I. Those who think of things on high and not things on earth. Those who conduct their life as it becomes of the gospel of Christ, worthy of the gospel of Christ. This is Jesus speaking, praise be to his name. He says, Luke 12, 37, are you listening? Are you ready? Blessed are those servants, those who serve the Lord through many means, the church, feeding the homeless, and just serving God, whom their Lord, that is Jesus Christ, when he comes, when he returns, shall find them doing so, occupied in setting their minds on things that are above, occupied in living life that is virtuous and appeasing to God. Now look at what Jesus is going to do. Verily, that it means truly or yes, I say to you. Now, when Jesus says, verily, I say to you, this is not for compromising and for dealing. This is set, beloved. This is a promise from the mouth of God incarnate. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, our Lord, our Savior, our righteous judge. Listen to his promise. Verily, I say to you, he, that is Christ himself, will gird his loins. Christ will gird his loins and make them recline, those who have set their minds on the things that are above and conduct their lives, their social media, and you know, I'm not going to keep going with that, as it is fitting to the gospel. He, Jesus, will recline, will make them recline and will pass around and serve them. Did you hear that? Jesus is promising that he will serve those who are living life, but have kept in mind the DJs, death and judgment, and are occupied to be prepared for the day of death and for the day of judgment. Jesus Christ will serve. And what does it mean by that? We learn that he will reward us individually. Wow. If that doesn't make you roll down your window and scream it out in the streets or run out of your house and tell people, listen, honey, Linda, listen, Jesus has promised. And Christ's promises are not just one of those wishy-washy, the promises we make, and I've spoken about that in other episodes. These are true. These are standing. When the Lord returns, he will serve. That means he will reward you and I. So when the DJ, and you know now, DJ means death and judgment, arrives, and our minds are set on things above, and we are living life as it is becoming of the gospel of Christ. A side question, do you read the Gospels of Christ? Do you read your Holy Scriptures? Or you want Father Janard to do all the hard work for you? I just want to listen. Well, great, yes, faith comes through hearing. But you know why Paul said that? Because back then, not many people could read. The Scriptures were not tangibly available, readily available. They would hear the Scriptures. They were the preached, the proclaimed Scriptures. Today we have the written Scriptures. Do you read those Scriptures? So that you can live life as it is becoming of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. If we are busy with good deeds, good works, works which will determine our judgment. If anyone tells you otherwise, correct that person. Our deeds, our works will determine our judgment, will affect our salvation and eternity, since we will be judged according to them. Matthew 16:27. For the Son of Man, this is Jesus again, for the Son of Man is to come to the glory in the glory of his Father with all his holy angels. I so can't wait for this day and see the faces of the haters. I so can't wait for this day and truly see the faces of the haters of Jesus Christ when he returns. Hence, we continue praying for these people. And then, Jesus goes on to say, will he recompense to every man as his deeds are. Not just faith, his deeds are. So if we are prepared for the day of our Lord, that is when he comes or when we go. The day of the Lord is either the Lord returns and we are alive on this earth, or we are called by the Lord. So when the day of our Lord comes, it comes as a thief at night, 1 Thessalonians 5:2. If we are prepared, it won't be an issue, because we would have faced the death and stand before the righteous judgment of Christ. So having lived life, having kept the DJ in our minds, death and judgment, in our minds and lives, you know, we are assured that we will hear the comforting words of Christ. Here it is again. Listen to it. Stop what you're doing. Please, I beseech you to concentrate, take heed, ponder on these things. The words of Jesus Christ in Matthew 25:23. This is what I strive. I fall, I fail, I still haven't made it yet. As St. Paul claims, whether I have gained it yet or not, I too don't know whether I have gained it or not. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But one thing I have done is, according to Paul, to set our minds on what is ahead. Set our minds on that amazing day when the Lord returns, and this is what he promises he will tell us. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I shall set you over much. Enter the joy of your Lord. Faithful over a little. The simple simplicity. We need to speak about this in another episode. The simplicity of Christianity, not the philosophical, intellectual, theological understanding which people strive to get to attain. And unfortunately, they are so much more distant from the simple faith that Jesus has requested of us. Being faithful over a little. And we'll talk about that in another episode. So as we dupe ourselves, or others dupe ourselves, saying that we have many good things laid up for many years, let's be content, let's eat, let's drink, and let's be merry, just like the foolish rich man in Luke 12, neglecting the DJ, death and judgment, God is saying to you and I, oh, you fool, in this night, your soul will be required from you. And when our soul has been required, that means we have faced the D awaiting the J, death and judgment. Let me take you back to the days of Noah and the ark. people were eating and drinking and taking wives and giving them to men until the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed everyone. Luke 17:27. They didn't take heed to God's warnings of death and judgment, DJ. But you see, there ain't gonna be no universal flood anymore, as was in the time of Noah, where those who didn't take heed to God's warnings were destroyed. Oh no, but rather the universal return of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the righteous judge, who will destroy those who neglected the DJ and live life contrary to the warnings of God, our Creator. Praise and glory be to His holy name, now and at all times and forever.
We hope you enjoyed this week's message. Please don't forget to rate and review this podcast and share with your friends and family. For any future topic suggestions or to give us detailed feedback, please visit our link in the show notes, linktr.ee/doubleedgedsword. Until next time, God bless you all.